Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to Shell's 3 Cents, where ordinary people face their interests, concerns, fears, and curiosities by participating in engaging, witty, and sometimes pretty downright funny dialogue. And I'm Michelle Murray, and I'm your host. So if you want to join in on the conversation tonight, go ahead and give us a call at 516-418-5940. I'm going to give it to you one more time if you didn't catch it. 516-418-5940. So before we begin, the White House is looking for champions, heroes, and volunteers that are making their corner and your corner of the world a better place. They'd like to honor them. So if you'd like to nominate a champion, go to the whitehouse.gov website /champion and nominate your hero today. There's some sad news to report today on our Los Angeles roads. Seems a woman was arrested on suspicion of murder after she allegedly fled the scene of another crash. And when she left that first crash, she collided into a minivan just a few minutes later. And she killed a dad. She killed one man, and she injured all four of his children. That's what police are telling us. So according to NBC LA, 20-year-old Sabli Samoya, that was her name, Sabli Samoya was driving a Toyota 4Runner when she was involved in a crash over at Sepulveda Boulevard and Parthenia Street around 11:30 a.m. Now, she had that crash, and she could have stopped, done the right thing, turned herself in, called police or whatnot, but she fled, and she was chased by that driver that she had hit. But they decided to just give up the chase when she realized she was going way too fast, according to their statement to police. But at any rate, she continued. She sped westbound on Parthenian. She blew through a red light, and that's where she collided with this Toyota that was carrying a family with multiple children inside. Also in the LA Daily News today, they said there were multiple others ejected from both her vehicle and the victim's vehicle. And who both rolled over after being hit. So the man that was killed, he's a 37-year-old father of four. Three of those were his own kids. I'm sorry, one of them was not his child. Three were his own children. His fourth child was actually at home. But anyway, all the kids were injured. They're all in the hospital. There was another adult woman in the minivan. She was also taken to the hospital. And they are expected to recover from their injuries. But at any rate, our prayers are with the families of both involved. You know, it's pretty bad. It took over 60 firefighters to respond to that crash. So, again, our prayers go out to the families of everyone involved in that horrible thing. So, the IRS. Some of you don't have too many kind things to say about them. We've talked about them on air recently. But the IRS is in the process of reducing people's tax refunds to pay off old federal debt. Okay, so the tax agency, they're doing so with no explanation, basically. And people's refund checks are arriving with lower than expected amounts. There's no notice, no warning, nothing, just a lower check. And we discovered one case where a woman's check had been reduced due to a 37-year-old Social Security overpayment. Now get this, not to her, but to her father. That's right, the IRS reduced her tax refund because 37 years ago, Social Security had overpaid her dad. And for those of you that don't know, buried deep, deep, deep within the 2008 Food Conservation and Energy Act of 2008, which doesn't sound like it has anything to do with taxes, but it has everything to do with taxes. But inside this 2008 document, there is a clause that eliminated the statute of limitations on collecting previous government overpayments. It also allows for your descendants to be responsible for your debt, just as this woman who had to pay her dad's debt. You know, in the past, the government could only collect such funds for up to 10 years. They had 10 years to get the debt, or they just had to forgive it. But at any rate, they've been really, really ramping up enforcement of this for the last couple of years. And many people don't know, but this year, there's going to be a lot of people hit. They expect their numbers to be about 60% higher than what they have been. And I'll tell you, since 2011, the IRS has recouped a whopping $424 million. And they're expecting that number to go up by 60%. So if you didn't know, now you do know. We don't want you to be one of the Americans that's surprised this tax season. I hope you and your family are not, but you may want to investigate so you can be prepared. So that's going to bring us to tonight's guest, Arthur Curtis Butler III. He's quite concerned about the financial infrastructure of our country, including these new tactics of the IRS. It's crazy what the government is doing. So,
oh yeah.
He has some advice for our fellow countrymen. He wants everyone to buy gold. So, Curtis, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes, good evening, Michelle. How are you doing tonight?
Good. I'm excited to hear what you're going to tell us about buying gold and protecting ourselves in this unstable market.
Yeah.
But, you know, tell my listeners a little bit about yourself before we get into it, though.
Okay, I'm Arthur Curtis Butler III. I'm a disabled veteran. I'm retired through Department of Defense and Social Security because I'm 100% total and permanent with individual unemployability. So I look at opportunities for not just only my soldier families, but also the civilians. And I ask people all the time, I said, if the government closed down again, you're a soldier, how long do you think it's going to take for you to get your check? Now, Congress get a check, but they're not fighting a war or protecting the country. So how long do you think it'll take? And a lot of people told me that the last time they closed down, the bills kept going up, and they had to pay, you know, a penalty because of what the government did. So I said, why put all your eggs in one basket? I said, you ever thought about carrot bars? I said, they said, hmm? I said, yeah, carrot bars. I said, it's gold bullion out of Stuttgart, Germany. The company's brainchild is Harold Seitz, who launched the company in 2011 that specializes in selling small gold bars and gift items in gold bullions. And they said, well, I never thought about that. And they said, well, we thought you could only get gold by the ounce. I said, no, they do it 1 gram, 2.5 grams, and 5 grams of gold. And I said,
But isn't that expensive? I mean, can the average Joe afford to buy this gold bullion?
Yes. After they, the Department of Defense downgraded me due to, putting false stuff in my records. A gram of gold is $67. 2.5 grams of gold is $154. 5 grams of gold is $283. And a lot of people tell me, well, I can't afford that. So I look at it and I stop and I'm like, okay, you work 5 days a week. You buy lunch. So I'm saying on the low end, I said, okay, you spend $10 to $15 a day buying lunch. I said, that's your goal right there. If it's not for you, the future of your children's children, you should be looking at. And basically, we have to start teaching everybody how to change our mindset, instead of, living from paycheck to paycheck. What if the paycheck don't come in? You don't spend that money from last week. What do you do then?
Absolutely.
So we need something to fall back on. And gold is God's money. So, it goes up and down, but it doesn't crash like the dollar. The dollar right now is crashing. And we need something to back it because the dollar is not backed since 1971. The dollar is not backed by anything. So I tell people,
a lot of Americans don't realize that. They feel secure because that's how it used to be. They don't understand. But let me ask you, how does I heard the prices you said that they sell this gold bullion for. How does that compare to the market rate, to the exchange rate? Like, if they were going to sell, can they sell the gold back? I don't know. How does it work? Does it work differently?
Yeah, they can. Say you want to sell the gold back. I don't know why, because the dollar is not going to be any more U.S. dollars anymore. But if you wanted to go ahead and sell back, yes, we have K exchange, where they will exchange your dollar, your gold back for the market value. So you can do that. And so that's a good thing, because if you go elsewhere, you might not get as much back.
But they have the option.
Yeah, they have the option to do K exchange. But you know, again, it's like, why? you don't want to do that, because gold right now, we have 10 states that's already starting to do the use gold. One of them is where I was born at, South Carolina. You got Utah, I think Idaho. Georgia is going to be one that's looking at it, because the Republicans, they want to change that now. Missouri, Utah, and a couple other states in the Midwest that already signed bills. And people are like, well, hey, I didn't know that. I'm like, well, you know, do you look at the news? No, the news is so much bad stuff. Okay, well, when they
start
that dollar.
And, unfortunately, yeah, people need to pay attention to the news, because it's also full of warnings. It's full of things that we need to know and pay attention to, things we need to watch.
Yeah, because I said, now, what if they come on the news tonight and say, hey, we're not using no more U.S. currency, which is called the fiat currency, and the fiat currency is through the Federal Reserve. See, the Federal Reserve is not making any more money, printing any more money, because they can't back it anymore. It's not covering anything. So you have to wonder, you got your 401k in the bank. Now, knowing that the U.S. dollar is not backed by anything, why are you being charged for interest on something that's a ghost? See, now you got to scratch your head and say, You know, they say, well, you know, the economy is going up and down. You know, leave the money in. You know, they're going to pick up. See, the banks don't let you know. You know, they're going to get theirs anyway. The banks are not here to make you rich. The banks get rich off of the money that you put in. Now, if you got $20-30 million, okay, yeah, you're good to go. But the average Joe, it doesn't work like that. You know, I have people now that decided to take half their 401k out, and they took that penalty. But I said, it counts on how much gold you purchase. If you purchase enough gold, you'll make that back up 3-4 years. And it's like, wow. And I said, how you do that? I said, you know, 100 grams of gold right now is, I'm looking, $6,200 for 100 grams of gold. And they're like, you know, that's not bad. I said, well, even if you get gold, say, you know, you do 300 grams of gold a year, you're looking better than a lot of your counterparts are looking. Because you look at it, you think about it, 28.35 grams of gold is an ounce. So you get 100 grams of gold, you almost got four ounces of gold. And at the price of $1,300, you're looking pretty good. So I told him, I said, do the math on this. You keep that gold for 1 year, that price that you paid, $6,200, when you look at the following year, most likely it's going to go up. You're going to probably almost almost triple with what you purchase. Because gold, yeah, it'll drop, but it's not dropping like the dollar. The dollar is dropping like a rock. So gold is not going to drop like that. And the thing that I also warn people about is, you know, you look on my page, Team Butler Saving Gold on Facebook, you know, the specialists, they're saying, you know, gold can go anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000, top $50,000 for an ounce of gold. You make it $7.25, you know, you make it $20 an hour. How are you going to afford that? You can't. So I'm trying to get people down.
The truth of the matter is, many people they can't afford it, and they don't even realize, you know, the statistics that the government is putting out about our economy, they're convoluted, they're inflated, they're not true. And the funny part is a lot of these statistics, they minimize our unemployment. But these government statistics, people don't realize it's not including our food costs and our energy costs. You know, those are basic items that people use every day.
Which
and
is
the reality
commodity.
Is they can't even afford it. Yeah, they can't even afford it. And they're manipulating these numbers so that people don't understand our economy is in serious danger. You know, the Wall Street Journal just reported a couple days ago, they're predicting a total collapse by 2018, if not sooner. And what does that say when the Wall Street Journal is reporting that?
Yeah. And see, that's the thing, you know, because when I would put stuff in there, people say, hey, Butler, you know, they say, hey, you know, I understand you want to put your stuff in there, but put some stuff in there from the Economist, you know, like the MSNBC News, the Wall Street Journal, so they can back what you're saying. Because, you know, us as a people, we like to see stuff visual. And, you know, so I did videos where I showed the gram of, the 1 gram of gold, 999.9% 24 karat gold bullion. I showed the MasterCard, you know, and they're like, huh? The MasterCard? They're like saying it's a scam, it's a scam. But, you know, when you have Federal Express delivering gold to your house, when you have MasterCard backing carat bars, that holds a lot of weight. You know, right now they're holding more weight than our grade with the world right now, because we lost our A standard grade. Now we want a B plus. So right now the goal right now is the banks and the government's enemy. They want to keep you, you know, with your eyes closed. They want to keep the blinders on you. But you know, Harold Seitz from Stuttgart, Germany, he's like, hey, you know. They can't afford an ounce of gold. So yeah, we're gonna go ahead and break it down and do it in 1 gram, 2.5 grams, and 5 gram increments. That way now, you know, now everybody has a playing field now. That, okay, I don't have to work 20, 30, 40 years like mom and dad and my grandparents did. You know, now, you know, I have a way out. You know, now I put on my page, I said, you got more stuff in your closet than you have in your bank account. Please change your mindset.
That's so
true.
You got
to break it down, because everybody watches. You know, everybody. You know, no disrespect for these actresses and actors. Everybody's wondering what Cookie doing. Cookie probably got. She got gold. You gotta get gold.
Cookie gets her stuff on loan. That coach person, all that, her clothing sponsor gives it to her, and she gives it back after a photo shoot because she's
destined.
She keeps her money in
the
bank.
She donates that stuff back, So I tell her, I said, it's okay to get some stuff. It's like insurance. You know, I see everybody, and I pray every night. Why you got these gold funds, but, you know, you got your kids dressed, you know, to the team, but you don't have insurance. The same thing. This goal is insurance for you, your family, your kids, your children's children. But they'd rather get, you know, $200 pair of sneakers. You know,
absolutely.
I don't want to say the name because I don't want to get sued or anything. But you know, my attorney be telling me, hey, you know, you can say certain things, but you know, we gotta step back. Like I put up at Black Friday, you know. These guys are super rich. Why are y'all running to Black Friday? If you knew what Black Friday really meant, you'd be like, oh, no, hold on. Let me go ahead and instead of doing this on Black Friday, getting this TV, let me get some gold for my kids.
Yeah, and what's funny about that Black Friday, and people are so quick to go and get in debt. You know, actually, I was looking at a statistic again from the Wall Street Journal that says there was over – listen to this number, $57 billion in debt racked up on the last Black Friday. This is not the cash purchases. These are the credit card, the installment plans. People who are living paycheck to paycheck, they're living paycheck to paycheck, but they went and dropped $57 million and got further into debt. That doesn't make sense.
But they don't know any better, Michelle, because you and me, We need more of us to say, hey, look, hey, you know, hey, your kids, you know, if something happens to them, do they have medical, you know, or do you have the money set aside? And see, this gold takes care of all that stuff. I mean, gold right now is the new money. It's God's money, and everybody need to get on it. And then, okay, where do I store that? Okay, first when you get enough of them, get it insured, and then and put it in a lockbox, you know. And you know, they got serial numbers on the gold bars, and you know, have somebody log that stuff in. Protect your family, because the person that's next to you, your counterpart, I guarantee you, they're not, you know, making it rain in the club. They make it rain in their bank account when it comes to it, that, you know, the U.S. dollars no more. You know, you think Black Friday, you're going to be like, oh, man. You know, people going to be like, what do I do? Like, we spoke to one guy at the We Buy Gold. He said, people come in and they give us their gold. They give them the lowest amount as possible for that gold. Then they melt that gold down into barrels. Now, when they weigh that gold, that's how they get paid. They get paid off the weight of the gold. So I'm like, I put on my page, stop going to the We Buy Gold. You're going to need that stuff. One person told me, well, I didn't look at your page because I don't wear jewelry. And I'm like, your mindset is not jewelry. If you would just, if you would just look and stop hitting the like button, look at it, because you look at every time I look at your page, 5 o'clock, I went to work. I came home at 8. You know, I had school and the kids, and man, I hate my job. And I put my site up there. You know, hey, check this out. This gonna bless you and your family. But you know, it's like, you know, we always want to wait until the last minute. And again, if we don't have nobody to teach us to change our mindset, we'll never do it.
And that's the thing, really. Education is the key. That's true.
Yeah.
We live in the digital age. You know, you and I grew up where we had to go to the library or open some encyclopedias or ask somebody or make a phone call. You know, in today's modern world, exactly, in seconds, you have the world at your fingertips. But I feel like we live in, you know, the most uneducated time, the time where people know the least amount, because they're too lazy to look it up. There's so much information about the impending collapse of our economy. Even Warren Buffett did an article today, as a matter of fact. You know, and his opinion is well-respected. He's one of the richest men in the world. And he's telling us that the stock market's about to crash, that all the signs for, you know, a crash, a recession, and total economic collapse are there. You know, the Wall Street Journal is reporting this.
But see, the thing is, they're laughing at him, and I'm like, man, hey, this guy, you know, he still lives in the same house he was born in. He rides a bike to work. He got the same car. I would be like, I would stop and be like, hey, let's listen to this guy. You know, he got more money than everybody in Congress. You know, that's the person I want to talk to. You know, how can we do? But see, the thing is, again, it's the me. And we got to get rid of that. We got to look at what China is doing. China is buying up so much gold. And, you know, whoever have the most gold, they get to change a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that's funny right you now, said that. That's exactly what Warren Buffett brought up today.
Yeah. And see, people look at me like, Bo, how are you so smart? You got PTSD. The PTSD don't make you stupid. I said, people that have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, I said, these are some of the sharpest, we are some of the sharpest military, you know, minds. But I said, we just go through different situations. But that don't mean that we stop living. We still have to, you know, pay bills, and, you know, we have downfalls. But if I know something, like I told you, I said, if you're my friend and I know something that's going to make me go to the top, why am I not going to tell you? And then if I'm a child of God, again, why would I hold this stuff to myself and don't tell nobody else?
Exactly. You know, I think we're all cats,
when it's one time to meet the maker, now I got to explain I was selfish. And see, it's not about it. It's about everybody eating, everybody, you know, having, you know, insurance, everybody's having, you know, to go to school. Cause we can't, we got to stop using the government as a clutch. We got to be like, you know what? They're going to do their thing, you know. We got to do our thing, but we have to do it legal, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's why I talk about the care bars, and I let them know, I said, hey, you know, what do you think about, you know, early retirement? Oh, man, Bubba, man, I would love to, you know, have early retirement, man. You know, I would love to, you know, help my parents pay bills, you know. And that's what it's all about. And when you do that, man, it feels so good. And I tell people, when I pay bills, it made me feel good. You know, I felt like, oh, man, you know, I made a save that family, you know, from, you know, going out and doing something crazy. You know, I saved that family, they, you know, they holiday. Now they can have their people and their family come over and celebrate and, you know, and be a blessing to somebody else. And that's what all it is. We have to start learning how to be a blessing to one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, I did something to you, I apologize. Okay, let's move on. You know, we hold grudges on stuff, or we see our neighbors with something and, you know, something new, and we want to hate on them. Man, we got to cut that out. We got to cut
that's
that.
So
out. We have to take care of ourselves. Like they said, it takes a village to raise, you know, a child. And some of these adults, they act like children. And you know, you have to, hey, look, hey, wake up. You know, you got to slap them and say, you know, wake up. You know, hey, you know, protect your family. You know, you got a pistol in the house. You ain't got no insurance. That's not protecting your family. You know, mm-hmm. you know, but protect your family all the way around. You know, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
I put the stuff out of there. Some people, they don't have computers, understand that, but there's libraries. You can go to somebody's house. I put information out on my page so much that one person told me, he said, man, he said, I just go to your page for the news because, man, you got all the money matter stuff on there. You know, you got the rate of gold and, you know, what these other countries are doing. You know, right now we have a couple of countries right now that's paperless. They don't have no mm-hmm. U.S. dollars. China right now has told their banks, sit on that bag. We don't want it. We don't
mm-hmm.
want it. Because right now the U.S. dollar is like toilet paper. It's worthless. You look at other countries and you put – the U.S. dollar versus the euro or the yen, and see what you get. The dollar's not the same anymore.
CNBC had a piece today, as a matter of fact, that's on their website. Mark Farber, one of their commentators on the market, and,
mm-hmm.
and he's saying it's worthless, just like you did. And basically, it's because we printed too much money that wasn't backed by anything. Along with these artificially low interest rates and a few other things. And anyway, he says it's pushing us toward a collapse. And I mean, all the experts are saying it, but, you know, if we ask our neighbors, they're in denial. They don't believe it. So
they don't believe
I hope
it.
People are listening. I hope they wake up.
I hope there's a million people on the phone call right now and say, well, okay, if I purchase gold, I see that y'all said they're free. Okay, free at Caribou's mean that you just only want to purchase gold for your family and your children's children. And now bronze package is meaning that's an affiliation that you know people that's going to want to get gold also. So you purchase gold and anybody that's underneath you that you help to save in gold, you get a certain percentage. Like gold, I mean, bronze, you get 5%. Silver, you get 10%. Gold is 15%. VIP is 20% of anything anybody does. And the package is the bronze, I think, is $160 one time. You get no gold unless you purchase your own. Silver is, I want to say, $335. 350. You get 1 gram of gold, which is delivered to you FedEx. The gold, you get 2 grams of gold. I think that's $800 now. And then the VIP, I think it's $2,100. You get 20%. You get three grams of gold, and you get 20%. And people be like, well, do I have to pay, you know, how do I pay him? I said, okay, if you go bronze, okay, and you want to go silver, you just pay the balance due for silver. The same thing for gold, the same thing for VIP. And they don't ask you for Social Security. You don't get a W-2 form. You don't get a 1099, you know, because it's an offshore account. So you bringing in gold to the house, you bringing in a safe haven. You know, you bring in an extra shield, and then I think it's 20 units, you get your Carabao MasterCard, which is on my page also, and it's the MasterCard logo, Carabao's, and you know they pay you in euros. So if you get 700 euros on your MasterCard, that's probably gonna be about $800 to $850. U.S. So you can use it, you know, go shopping, pay gas, you know, you pay your bills with that. And again, you know, and that's backed by MasterCard. And the people that say it's a spam, they don't even look at it. They just see gold. Oh, you can't get gold. And see, that's what I'm saying. The mindset is stuck on, you know, craziness, and that's what the world wants. The world wants you stuck in that position. That slow position, so that you know our counterparts, they can go ahead and be like, okay, yeah, they right there, okay, cool. They don't want to buy gold, okay, cool. Well, we gonna make sure this household is good to go. And you know, mm-hmm. if it ever did come on regular news, I still don't think they would watch the news. They'd probably turn it when it comes to money matter. But if you talk about sports of a sports figure, say, hey, I just purchased some gold. Okay, yeah, maybe they'll listen. And that's the sad thing about it, because you know you're looking at what a celebrity is doing, and you got your next door neighbor telling you the same thing. You won't believe me. I look at the page, but a millionaire, you'd be like, hey, so and so said that, you know, get gold. I'm gonna go ahead and get gold.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it's you know our thinking. It's all about your thinking. All about your thinking. You know, I tell people, you know, take a business class, take a course.
Yeah, they have to change. Yeah, they have to change their thinking.
Because
absolutely.
The stuff on TV.
Well, thank you so much. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the stuff on TV is not really educational.
Mm-mm.
You know, we got a lot of these shows, these reality shows. I'm like, what do you learn from this stuff? You want to do a reality show? All you got to do is step outside your door.
Uh-huh. It is true.
Yeah, that's it. Go to work. That's your reality show right there. You know,
mm-hmm.
But this is how they can get in touch with me. They can go to my Facebook page. It's all capital letters, Team Butler, Saving Gold. And then I have my site, www.therealmoney.online/TBATCB1830.
You know what? I've got somebody in the chat saying, can you repeat it for them?
Okay, www.therealmoney.online/TBATCB1830. If they didn't get it on that time, they can go back again to Team Butler, Saving Gold. That's Team Butler, Saving Gold. And it's a closed organization. So if they click in, I click them in so they can come in and they can see what China is doing. They can see what Indonesia is doing. I got a thing on the page called Kitco, KITCO Gold. And that's gold. Mm-hmm. On a minute, with the price of gold, every minute on a minute. I mean, it's phenomenal. It got silver, it got commodities. I mean, it's a plethora of information that when you look at it, you'll be like, Oh man, I'm glad he put this out here. This is something that, you know, we should have been, you know, been doing a long time ago. But it's never early because we have over 400,000. So we haven't even broke ground yet. We have over 400,000 affiliates with Carabars, and we have what, a couple of billion people here in the United in the world. So we ain't even scratched the surface yet. And like I said, mm-hmm. again, you know, even for the civilians, when Congress closes down, y'all might lose your jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Back yourself, cover yourself. For the military, you know, they didn't pay Secret Service a couple of years ago, and the Secret Service had to go to work without pay.
I was going to say, and you know what, that's what all the civilian employees did. They were mandated to go to work or
mandated
to be arrested. And,
be arrested or get fired. No. Now you think about our brothers and sisters down in the war zone. They're not getting paid, so they can't say, "Hey, look, we're not leaving off the forward operation base of their system until we get
exactly.
paid." So they got to go ahead and do a job without getting paid, and their life is on the line. But our Congress, they get to get their paychecks and live a peaceful life. But another thing, we got to stop treating Congress like they're gods. We got to stop that. You know, people scared of the government. When you scared of the government, there's something wrong. That means you need to get your life straight with Jesus and pray about it, because when you got a government like this, it's almost like back in the Caesar days, you know, the ruler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got, again, our mindset. It's more of us. If we say, you know what, you don't get paid for the rest of your lives anymore. You don't get this free medical and all this. Y'all ain't do nothing. Nah, when your time is up, kick rocks. Y'all gone. Because when the military, when we get out, you know, we're supposed to get our retirement. We're supposed to get our disabilities. But they don't want to give us our disabilities. So now I'm telling them, you know what, go ahead and get now you have a backup plan now. You got Carabars. You got gold, the
mm-hmm.
real money.
I'm gonna call that one. Yeah, absolutely,
and, you know,
true.
And that's what we got to do. We got to educate ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Educate
that's
ourselves,
what it
educate
is.
Each other. Amen.
Yeah.
Yep. Share
yeah.
the word. Absolutely.
Well, I'm so glad you could
join us.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah,
because
you know, my
coffee is telling me it's running out of time.
Yeah, we can talk for hours, but you know how it is.
I know, we're running out of time, but thank you so very much. And I hope that you all will get in touch with Curtis, find out more about Carabars, get in touch with us here. We can give you his information. And again, you've been listening to Shell's 3 Cents, and I am Michelle Murray. Thank you for listening.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Here Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole of the red, white, and blue. Justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. You'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Tell the Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly. And it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Of the red, white, and blue.
And the cattle graze. Time passed with amazing grace back where I come from. Now you could lie on a riverbank or paint your name on a water tank or miscount all the beers you drank back where I come from.
Back where I come from, where I'll be when it's said and done. I'm
school, who made the sunshine blue? I know who made the moonshine too, back where I come from. Blue eyes on a Saturday night, and legs in the broad daylight. TVs, they were black and white, back where I come from.
Back where I come from, where I'll be when it's said and done. And I'm proud as anyone, and that's where I come from.
Some say it's a backward place, narrow minds on the narrow way. But I make it a point to say that's where I come from.